Tenth parak of Avas Mishnah Ches. Amavas Chaber Mishta. A person who loans to his friend and they write a document. Then there's a lien on the property. And even if the one who borrowed the money sells the property, the malva, the one who lent him the money, could collect from the lien. If there was no document, there were just witnesses, then he could only collect from a property that's still in the possession of the one who borrowed the money. Once he sells his property, the lien falls off. If the malva, the one who lent the money, just produced a handwritten document that the lova admits that he borrowed the money, but there's no edim on it, we could only collect from money, the property that is in the possession of the loiva. Once it's sold, you cannot collect, because you can only collect from the, there's only lien on the property, from property that is sold, only in a case where there was a document signed by two edim. If the document was already signed and afterwards it has the Arav on it, we can only collect also from the chosim that are in the possession of the loiva. Why? Because it does not have the arvis, even though the loiva said, I'm going to pay back the Arav, but since the Edim did not sign on the arvis, they only signed on the Iker, the main loan, and the arvis was made afterwards without Edim on it, that's the equivalent to make a Mechayv himself Baal Peh without Edim, and therefore if the Arav pays off, he could collect eventually from the loiva, when the loiva has money, only from the loiva himself and not from property that the loiva sold. Such a case came from Rabbi Shmuel. Like we said, they can only collect from a property that was not sold. This other time, Benanas said, you cannot collect from any nechosim. Why shouldn't he at least be binding that he should be able to collect from, if the Arav pays up, he should get his money back from the loiva? Someone was choking his friend, and his friend saw that his friend's being choked. Please leave him alone. And I'll pay you something. He's potter. Even so, he's potter. He doesn't have to pay back. In other words, the only time Arev is responsible to pay is based on the fact that he said he'll be a cosigner of the other person's loan. Since the person relied on him, therefore we say that the Arevis is binding. But if the person already loaned the money, now just wants trying to force the guy to pay him up, and now somebody says I'll be an Arev, there is nothing to make the Arev chayv to pay. Why? Because the Arev is mechayv himself if he gets a certain type of pleasure. The pleasure that the Arev has to get is a pleasure that they trusted him so much that they made the loan. But if the loan was already made before he made himself into Arev, there's nothing, no pleasure received by the Arev that would cause him to be responsible to carry out his Arevis. El Eiz Arev Shulchayev, in what case, is when Arev says, I will be a cosigner, does he have to pay? Before the loan, he says, don't worry, lend him the money and I'll pay you back. Then he's chayv, shekein amunasil vo. He was trusted, and because the malva trusted him, the loan was made. A person who wants to be smart, a wise person, should learn dinei. That's the greatest part of Torah, which you need a lot of chokhmah to learn. It's like a well string that's always spouting forth more water. And a person who wants to learn dinei mamonos, he should learn from Rav Shimon ben Anas. He appreciated this for Rav Shimon ben Anas. Yeah, the Gemara says that the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel.